And a very good morning to you. It is Monday morning, the 29th of November, 2021. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the Gospel of Luke chapter 18, and I'm reading verse 1. And then he spoke a parable to them, that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. We need to pray consistently and not lose heart. The power that is found in consistent prayer is amazing. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, if you do not grow weary in doing good in due season, you will reap if you do not lose heart. You see, Jesus spoke a parable about a woman who would not give up. She just kept on praying. I thank God for women. Women make the best intercessors. They persevere. If we look at verse 5, we'll see that the Lord says, and her continual coming wearied the judge, and he heard her prayers. If we go to verse 8, the Lord says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily, because she would not give up. She continued to speak to the judge. We need to continue to pray consistently. Without a doubt, the most powerful weapon in the Christian's arsenal is prayer. Look at our Lord himself when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night that they were going to arrest him. What was he doing? Exactly, he was praying. When he was hanging on the cross, Matthew chapter 27 and verse 46, what was he doing? He was praying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why are you forsaking me? Jesus was praying to his Father. I heard a very powerful testimony just the other day given by a senior pastor, a Chinese man who does a lot of work in the Far East. He said an old pastor who had been arrested and put in solitary confinement for 25 years was released. And when he was released, he was very emotional. The whole Christian world, media, television, radio, social media were waiting to hear how he managed to do it. 25 years, never saw a person. He said, very emotionally, weeping, he said, the communists have taken away everything. They've taken away our Bible colleges. They've taken away our pastors, our churches, even our Sunday school teachers were murdered. They have taken everything away from the Church of China. Weeping, wiping his tears away, he said, but they could never, never take away our prayers. I want to say to you today, it's the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman that avails much. Pray today, and God will answer your prayers, and revival will come. It is the backbone, prayer. Have a wonderful day. God bless you, and goodbye.